Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
My pal, he is a writer, a storyteller, but mostly he's my friend, Paul Teato. How are you?
I'm good, Rick. How you doing?
Good. You are also now, I don't want to put you in too big a position. I don't know if you're the producer of Listen Up, but you certainly helped launch Listen Up, which is a new live storytelling extravaganza that takes place at Carnival. You certainly helped with the first one, and that was a huge success, was it not, Paul?
It was wonderful. It was shockingly, surprisingly, totally oversold, and it was a blast. When the audience is into it, it makes it easier for the people who get up on stage. It was a great night.
What you have done, participated in storytelling events all over the Chicago area, and Carnival, which is the Billy Meravitz's wonderful restaurant, I guess you'd call it West Loop, is a strikingly sophisticated venue, don't you think?
I do. It's like none other that I've told stories in. I'll just say that. It's a combination of a great restaurant and a nightclub with staff who really know how to deal with performances that are going on, a great sound system. It's really a cool place to be, either for a storytelling event or just to go out.
Just for an evening out with no story to listen to a story from your date, whoever that might be. How did you were instrumental, were you not, Paul, in helping Billy kind of form this idea? I know he had the idea of a storytelling event, but I think that he wasn't really quite aware. I talked to him about it too. Quite aware of how storytelling is a very, very, very active scene here, right?
In Chicago, it's very active, as you say. There are shows just about every night of the month. Some nights, two or three or four shows.
Yeah,
good shows. Really powerful shows. And Billy got wind of this from a friend of yours and mine, Terry Savage. I guess they were out to dinner, and she mentioned something to it because Terry had attended some shows that I was in.
Uh-huh.
She dug them, and she mentioned it to him. And the next thing I know, my buddy Tom, who you know, was contacting Billy, and we met with Billy, Tom and I, and the ball started to roll, and here
now,
we are.
Do you have a form? Do you, Tom? You've collaborated on a book, but do you have a formal role in this? Listen Up is also a great title for this storytelling event. Do you have a formal role, or you're just doing this again? You do a lot of things as just a friend.
Billy talked to me about it. I told him what it was like.
Yeah.
He said, could you get some tellers? I said, sure. I've gotten some tellers. He gets tellers. I don't have any agreement with them, contract with them. That's just something I like to do and participate in.
That's great. That's the best way for these kind of things, I think, to happen. Let me ask you before we're going to take a little break, and then we'll talk about Listen Up. The second Listen Up live storytelling event takes place this coming Wednesday at Carnival, which is at 702 West Fulton. You see it if you drive north on the expressway. It's just before the Hubbard Tunnel. It starts at 6:30, open doors, and 7:30 storytelling. We'll talk about who's going to be doing the storytelling after Paul Teato tells me or reminds me. Paul, when did you first tell a story on stage, and what compelled you to do that?
My first story on stage was at the Moth, which I imagine many people have heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And that might have been 14, 15 years ago.
Mm.
I went. There was a competition. I threw my name in the hat. The title or the theme was called Road Trips, and I told a story on stage about a road trip that my best friend and I took. From Tijuana to Chicago, where we ran into and unfortunately killed 13 sheep in Utah.
Wow. But also you told, you have another amazing, you've taken some interesting car rides. Was your, one of your most, one of your most notable stories concerns you as a young man, hitching a ride from a man who turned out to be John Wayne Gacy. Thank God you escaped from that. What was it that, that compelled you to get up on stage, Paul?
Prior to getting into the formal storytelling, I did a lot of public speaking for the job that I had.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine said, you should go to the Moth. And I didn't know what it was. So
right.
I went one night, and I threw my name in the hat, and I won, and I went again, and I won again. And yeah, it kind of just unfolded. And
yeah,
I enjoy it.
It's like,
it helps my writing.
Sure. No question. No question. We got to take a little commercial break, but we'll come back and talk to Paul Teato about the second edition of Listen Up, a live storytelling event that is held at Carnival Chicago. That's the website, Carnival with an E, Chicago.com. It is this Wednesday night. Doors open at 6:30. The show starts at 7:30. And we will tell you the, they're not unusual because I know all these people, but it's a very kind of star-studded lineup. To learn what storytelling is all about or to sample the latest joy on the storytelling front in Chicago, and it's a big front. There's a lot of storytelling going on. But the newest edition is takes place at Carnival. It is called Listen Up. The second of these takes place Wednesday night. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. And it features my guest right now, Paul Teato, who is a polished storyteller. It also features three people from the world of local media. Mike Flannery, retired from Fox. Andy Shaw, retired from ABC Channel 7. And Fran Spielman, still working her butt off at the Sun-Times. How did those people get involved, Paul?
Well, when Billy and I first met, we talked about a little something different, and that is some folks to tell stories on stage who do it all over the Chicago area, but then also some folks that Billy had relationships with who might be interested and who Billy felt would do a really good job.
Mm.
So consequently, we've had, I shouldn't say we, Billy has secured Christy Hefner, Dr. Lauren Stryker, an OBGYN from Northwestern who told
They're both great. I know them both very, very well, and they're both great storytellers. Who else did he recruit?
Jimmy Rittenberg of Faces and Ditka's, and Arnie Grant of Jam Productions, Heidi Ratner, Jill Wine Banks, and Jack Kelman. So, I mean, he's recruited a lot of folks who are well-known in Chicago for different reasons than the folks I've recruited. In the world of storytelling, I've been fortunate enough to have a number of people say yes to me who are well-known in the storytelling world. And coming up, we've got a guy named Adam Botner, who's a former litigator and works in a law firm, who is one of the most powerful storytellers on stage. And by powerful, I mean he's got a voice that will rattle your timbers.
Yeah, I trust you implicitly on this.
Yeah. And then Maria Costa is got a great sense of humor and also can really deliver some pathos.
Wow.
Former school teacher, former carny worker, and former bartender. So there you go.
That's a good team. That's a good team.
Yeah.
Have Flannery, I know these people pretty well, especially Flannery. Have these people consulted anybody, meaning you, about, hey, like, what kind of story should I do? How long should it be? How do you do this thing anyway? There are also three of them, Fran Spielman, Andy Shaw, and Mike Flannery, are all pretty self-confident people. Have they reached out to you for advice?
So far, none of them have. I'd be very open to share with them my ideas, my thoughts on storytelling. But as you said, these folks are pretty polished, and the folks that he's recruited so far have killed it on stage. And the shows have been great. And not to make too many corrections, this is going to be the third show. We had another show after the first show, and this will be the third one, and another one scheduled for August 20th.
All right, who was on the second show? I mean, was it Christy and Lauren Stryker were in the first?
Let's see. Heidi Ratner, Jill Winebanks, and Jack Kelman was on. Were on the second one.
Okay.
Along with Nestor Gomez.
Nestor, you know, Nestor yeah, won the moth about 5,000 times.
Yeah. Right. And then a woman named Claudia Moreau, who was hysterical because she won the Chicago Tall Women Contest. I'll leave it at that.
How tall is she? And just tell me how tall she is. How tall is she?
She's taller than me and you, maybe on top of each other's shoulders. No,
really? Good Lord.
She's about 6 foot, 6 foot one. And she was wonderful. So we had a blast then.
Just in case Flannery, Andy, Sean, Fran Spielman are listening, I'm very curious, Paul Tiotto. What advice would you give them? Yeah, they have all given hundreds, if not thousands, of reports. Fran, not so much on TV. She does have a radio kind of thing, podcast. But the other two on TV, and what they'll be doing on stage, storytelling is vastly different than a news report on TV. What advice would you give them? What would you tell them about storytelling?
Well, a number of folks have asked me that.
And I'll bet.
Just the way I try to work it, for me. Something compels me to tell a particular story because I remembered it, and I thought it might be interesting and enjoyable to tell.
Mm-hmm.
But what I need to do as the teller is to make sure I do everything I can to make the story feel interesting to the audience. And the story is based on the feelings it evoked in me, and therefore, I want those feelings to be evoked in the audience. Like when I told the story about Gacy, there was a point in time where I was scared to death, and I stop, and I just look at the audience, and hopefully they're scared to death along with me when I was scared to death, I don't know, 40 years ago or whatever it was, 50 years ago. So, I mean, that to me is the key. Bring the audience into your experience.
Is an element of, I get the sense, and I've heard a lot of storytelling, one of the, I think, crucial elements to it is some kind of a sense of building suspense. So that there is, near or at the end, a certain payoff. Is that, am I accurate in that?
I think you're spot on.
Yeah.
To me is something that a lot of storytellers maybe who are just starting out sort of end their story with I'm done as opposed to boom, either a surprise or a shock or something heartwarming, something like that. And so you're right on with that, the ending that I have with the Gacy story.
Yeah, indeed.
I think that does the job. So
In the Listen Up Storytelling, again, this is a collaborative venture of Paul Tiotto and Billy Maravitz, who owns Carnival Chicago. Carnival now has a place in the Bahamas, but you just go to Carnival, spelled with an E at the end, chicago.com for all the information. Are the storytellers, in many places, the storytellers are judged by the audience. Does this happen at the Listen Up thing, too?
I think every audience member judges every storyteller.
No question, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. However, the only one that I'm aware of is the one called The Moth.
Uh-huh.
All the other ones I've done over the years, it's just people get up on stage, they tell their story, someone else, that type of thing. But there's no judging. He's the best. She's the worst. She's the best. He's the worst. Except for The Moth.
And yeah.
It started it all, so I give huge kudos to The Moth. It was the event that birthed this whole sensation of storytelling.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I've watched it grow from nothing. I've watched it grow from, you know, some goof at the end of the bar telling stories about how he once, you know, caught a fly ball at Wrigley Field. It was a great adventure for me. To what it is today. There is a $25 cover charge, and you can go at 6:30. It's a very unbelievably pleasant and colorful place, Carnival, and it takes place this Wednesday. at 6:30. The doors open and the show starts at 7:30. And each storyteller in this thing, I haven't seen one yet, but five, 10 minutes long, Paul, there is indeed, generally with most storytelling things, a time limit, yes?
Exactly, yeah. No one, to my knowledge, has gone less than 5 minutes, and most people go 8 to 10 minutes.
Okay. I'll be very curious if my great Mike Flannery, Andy Shaw, and Fran Spielman seek your advice, because I guess they could be getting advice from Billy on this thing, too. So there's another one already planned for August?
August 20th, there will be a show. We haven't lined up the tellers yet, but there will be a show August 20th.
Well, you know what I'd like you to do, if you can? You should come on the show the Sunday before each one of these, because I think it's first of all, Carnival is very accessible to, you know, bus riders, L riders, and Uber and cab riders. And it's also a very, very, it's a lovely place. You've eaten there, haven't you?
I have. I was wowed the first time I walked in. It's like, wow. I thought I was in Havana or something. It was outstanding.
Yeah, he runs a good place. And had you met Billy Meravitz before any of this Listen Up thing started?
No, I had not. The first time I met him was after the dinner where Terry encouraged him to look into it.
Well, why isn't Terry signed up to be a storyteller? She'd be good, I think.
I think she'd be outstanding. And if you're listening to this, Terry, you may get a call next. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe she's just... Yeah, I don't think... Terry's never struck me as shy, that's for sure. But I will be there this Wednesday, because I got to see the phenomenon that is Listen Up. Did Billy... Who named this thing? You or Billy?
I'm going to give the kudos to my girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
Talking about it, and she says, I think this show should be called Listen Up.
It's a great...
I proposed it to Billy, and it's now called Listen Up.
It's a great title. I will see you... I'll see you at lunch Tuesday, right? When are we going to lunch?
Tuesday, right.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, Paul and I are friends. He's a writer, he's a performer, he's a storyteller, and now he's a producer.